Hello.
Yes, hello, Mac. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
That's perfect, right? I can hear you as well. Okay, so
That's good.
actually, I hope you remember that you just signed up with us regarding your website project. So that's why I'm calling you. Actually, I'm your project manager, right? I will be helping out in the entire project to complete this project, and I will make your project successful in the market. And you, if you will be successful, then I would be really, I would be happy with to complete this project. So, if you don't mind, Matt, at this moment, can you let me know about your little bit about your business nature so it will be help us to create your website according to your nature. So, can you let me know?
Sure. So it's we're it's so it, have you ever heard of microgreens, like cilantro? Like they put, high-end restaurants, they put microgreens in their, menu for different recipes or, toppings on their food or things like that. So, the business, we're growing microgreens, urban farming in Escondido, California, and it's called Microgreens and Things. So as well as the microgreens, we're also doing like infused olive oils, infused salts, different things like that. So does that make sense?
Yes, I do understand that, right? So, your basic industry, what I am understanding, is oil industry. You are making the oil with the help of the grain or microgreens, right?
Well, so no, we're growing the microgreens themselves, and then we're packaging and selling the microgreens. We're also going to use the microgreens or herbs to make the infused olive oils and infused salts. So the main part of the business will be the microgreens. Just like it's basically like you put it in containers like you buy at the store for salads. It's like that, yeah.
Basically, your business interest is agriculture. You are farming the things, right? The microgreens, right? And then,
Yes.
yes, then after that, you will sell through your website. So, do you have different suppliers, or like you have a buyers, like a retailers do you have where you supply those things, or what? Or you only just selling individual, or you? Actually, my main point is that you ask you. What's your target market to sell this product to the retailer, manufacturer, or retailer, or the different shops, or do you have an individual, or B2B or B2C? Basically, I want to ask this.
So we're at the beginning stages of setting up the business, really. It's why we're trying to get the website, obviously. So we don't actually have we have a idea of where we want to cater to, like selling. We want to sell to like high-end restaurants. We're going to go to farmers markets. We want to sell to wholesalers, and yeah, also have like a delivery service to deliver microgreens as well.
Okay, so basically right now in the beginning, your target market is B2C. Right.
Is what was that?
Your target market is B2C, business to customers. Right, similar means is that like a customer will come over your site and they will just purchase the microgreens through your website. Am I right?
They could purchase it through the website or we would deliver it to them, but yeah, that would be a good starting point. They could purchase it through the website. Yeah, that's how I'd like to have the website laid out so you can see the different products that we offer on the website, and then yeah, and then you'd be able to contact us for delivery, or you could purchase and we'll ship to you, or however that ends up going. But yeah, that's
That's cool.
business to customers.
I do understand that, right? And on the website, when somebody will come on your site, they will just send you the query that he's willing or he's looking for the microgreen is a 1 kg or what would be your measurement, right? So they will just send you the query or they will just pay you over the site and you will just ship out the products.
Yeah, what's the QE, that QR code or whatever? Is that what?
No, I'm just saying the inquiry, like, just take an example. I'm the customer. I want microgreens. I just come over your site. I will just fill out the form, or you will get all the information, and you will call me, and you will, you know, make the discussion and how many I want, each and everything, and then you will send it to me. Or I just come over your site, and I want this microgreen, and I will just place the order and make the payment, and you will deliver that product to at my doorstep.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so basically on your website you will accept payments as well, the transactions as well, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and how would you like to ship that product? Do you have your own shipping line, or will you use for to ship the product like other shipping agency like UPS, USPS, FedEx, and other ones?
Yeah, I don't have my own private shipping, so yeah, we would use UPS, FedEx, any of those common third-party shipping, yes.
Okay, so would you like to integrate that shipping on your site directly, or you will contact them back?
Say that again? What do you mean? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. So actually, I was saying that would you like to add this functionality on your website, or will you, once you will have the order, so you will contact them back to the shipping link directly by your own?
No, I'd like to have it on my website, so they can just do all the shipping and the payment and everything right on the website.
Okay, that's great. And for the payments, right, which you payment merchant or gateway would you like to use on the site?
What's the common one, like Squarespace or something? What's the common ones?
Common one is PayPal, Stripe, and Squarespace is, you can say, is a third number. The first would be the PayPal, second would be the Stripe, where you can accept all the credit card, debit, Master, Visa, American Express, all cards you can easily accept. And the third one is the Square. I suggest you should go for the PayPal, and the second option would be Stripe.
Scribe?
Stripe, yes. It's a Stripe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, would Squarespace be something like if I was at a farmer's market, I could have a Squarespace account with a card reader and just, like, sell when I'm doing it, like, in person?
Of course you can use that, no problem. I'm just giving my suggestion was that we have a three option, which is on the top three options. First is PayPal, second is Stripe, and third was the Squarespace, which you're talking about.
Okay, could I have all three options in the website?
Yes, you can. Of course you can, and you need to create an account on the Stripe, on the business PayPal, and then we can able to do that, all three at your website. No problem.
Okay, do I have to create the accounts first?
Exactly, and
okay.
Even you can add other payment gateways as well, like Venmo, Amazon Pay, or what's that, Google Pay, Cash App, another merchant as well. But
okay.
That is up to you totally, right? Okay, that's the thing. And
okay.
One more thing I'm going to ask you, right? The products. So how frequently would you like to change the product on your site, or will you just upload the product like one time on the website and you will not need to be change them? Or will you change day by day, or week by week, or month by month? How would you like to change?
I would like to have the ability to change it, say, daily, like, you know, as things come up or become unavailable or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So in your mind, at the moment, I'm just asking, in your mind, are you looking at any other function on your site, like you, I want this function as well, or any other function? Do you have anything in your mind?
No, not off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay, so now what I understand completely, you want just a website where you just sell the microgreens simply, right, to the customer, and to whatever the customer will come on your site, they can easily purchase microgreens, right? That you said.
Yeah, for now that's what I'd like to do, and I know Thomas was talking to me about you guys doing like the branding design and logo and all that stuff as well.
I was about to coming on in this part.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what the thing in your head like?
Like the design, I mean, I could send you some photos or pictures that I got, but my idea is basically like using like a triangle, like that ancient symbol for mind, body, spirit, and then having mind on one side of the triangle, body on the other, and then spirit, and then writing microgreens right in the center of the triangle.
Okay, no problem with that. What I can do now, right, because the marketing is a very last phase, right? So what I will do that for you, I will connect you with my marketing head, right? And definitely he will explain each and everything, and he will give you a better idea as well, like how we will do the branding and how we will drive the traffic on your website and how we will increase your revenue and how you will get a profit, how you will get start earning a profit, right? So each and everything my marketing head will explain you later on, right? And that would be more beneficial for you because your business is very, you know, being honest with you personally, I'm interested in this business. So I do understand that. So in the future, definitely I will connect you with my marketing head and they will explain you each and everything about your marketing, how you will be increase your revenue, and how we will start, and how you will drive your traffic on your site through the Google and the other search engines, right?
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So you're just kind of more helping with the design of the actual website.
Yes. I will be helping with the complete site, along with the marketing, along with the other stuffs as well, right? Don't need to worry about that. For the better understanding, I will definitely connect you with the marketing head, right? So he will definitely help you out in the marketing stuff, or if you want any other stuff as well, like you want to go with the paid marketing or you want to go with the paid social media marketing, because the marketing and a paid marketing is both are the different things. So each and everything will guide you. And what would be the sort of for you will go for that, right? So he will clear your mind regarding marketing stuff. So now, yesterday I sent you an invitation, right? So I believe so you have already accepted that invitation from the teamwork.
Yeah, I'm in the site for my project specifically. I'm in there right now.
All right, so do you see on the top navigation, like there is a list, dashboard, messages option? Did you see that?
Unread messages, yes, I see that.
Just go to the messages, right, and just click on the website updates.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
All right, so that is, once you click on the messages updates on the top or at the bottom having a button there, which is blue icon, add reply. So this is actually, this is our online CRM. So for the more communication, we will do through this CRM. Well, whatever thing you want to send it to me, you will just click on the add reply button. Once you click on the add reply button, the message box will be appear, and under the message box having an option like attach a file.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Right. So whatever file you want to attach, just easily attach it, right, and you will just post your reply. Click on the post your reply. So all the messages came to, will come to my, you know, my email address, and I will definitely reply you back with that. Right. So in my last email, I have attached a website questionnaire. So what you have to do, you just download that questionnaire. Actually, that is, our, you know, website questionnaire, which has helped us to design your website according to your business nature, because once you will fill out this questionnaire, I will forward that questionnaire to my production department, and production department will design your site along with as per this form. Whatever information you will be put on this form, definitely as per this form, as per this information, my production team will design the website for you. So you just download this form. Download this form. This form format is Word document, right? You just open that form and fill out online. Once you fill out online, then save that form again and send it back to us, right, with the attachment.
Okay.
All right. And lastly, I would like to explain you the process, how the website will be go and how we will able to complete your site, what will be the process of flow. Actually, we have a five steps. The first step is that once I have this form from your hand, I will forward this form to the production and production department within 48 business hours, they will take after the form received, right? And then they will provide me two different layout of your business, according to your business. They will provide two initial layout of your website. I will share with you two initial website designs, but for now we will use stock images and dummy text on it to represent you how the website will be look like. So you will have to focus on the layout or the flow of the site. Once you approve the design, right, then we will stuck on that design and we will move from there. Then once you approve the design, then we will move to the second step. Second step would be to create an inner pages. Inner pages means like about us page, where you will be upload about your company, about all the things. Then the third page would be product or shop page, where you will upload your complete products. Fourth page would be contact us page. But these are the standard pages for the e-commerce site. But if you want to add more pages like privacy policy, term and condition, return policy, shipping policy, each and everything, so you will provide me, I will add those pages as well. But once we will create those pages along with the stock images and dummy text on it, on the third step, once you approve that, on the third step, you will provide me all the pictures. Whatever the picture would you like to change, and whatever the picture you would you like to upload, you will provide me all the pictures. So I will replace stock images along with your original images, right? And you will provide me the content, like about us content, like a policies if you want to upload. So you will provide me the policies content and others content. I will help you out in that as well. But you will provide me all the things, right? I will start uploading along with the products. I will let you know how you will provide me the products. I will let you know, I will provide you the format. So as per that format, you will provide me all the products so I can easily upload that product on your site. Once we will upload all the things on your site, you will review the complete site and everything looks fine to you, right? Then we will go ahead and launch your site as per your approval. Make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Anything else you need to ask me in this step? If you don't understand anything, so you can ask me.
Yeah. So, if I found some photo like design ideas, photos that I could upload and send to you, then you guys create like a unique design for the logo branding of the company, right? It's not. I don't have to give you the actual what the design and logo is going to look like exactly, right? You guys design that.
Are you talking about the logo or you're just talking about the site?
Well, like the logo for the brand, for the product, for the site, that's going to be like what, you know, you'd have like a logo. You guys design that, right, based on like some pictures that I send or whatever, like kind of description of what I want the logo to look like?
Exactly.
You guys do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We will share with you the logo form. So did you... talk about the logo thing with Thomas, in Thomas just mentioned this thing, the logo is included in your package, right?
Yeah, he said it was all included in the package. Yeah, he gave it to me for free.
That's perfect. No issue with that. So what I can do, I'm going to share with you logo form as well, which is another what document file, which is a logo form. You will have to fill out the logo form as well, along with the website form, and you will send the both form with me, and then I will forward again the same process. I will forward to production, and production will design the concept. Again, for the logo, for the logo, they will share with me two or three concepts, okay, and I will share with you that concept. Once you approve the logo design, that's fine. Otherwise, if you want to change something, so I will change per, as per your feedback, right? Because you know that we are creating a thing, right? So I need your feedback because we are creating a thing for you. Once you will be satisfied, I will do it for us, right? So for your satisfaction, we need your feedback on the logo design and on the website design as well. Make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
So once I will share with you two designs. So in that designs, what you can do, if you don't like both designs, so that's okay. We will provide you the third design as well. No issue with that. And but if you like the design, both design, but you are saying and you are thinking like you need some section from the design one and you need some section from the design two, and you will you want to combine both sections, you want to take some section from the design one and you want to take some sections from design two and combine together and create a third design, so we can do that as do that as well for you.
Okay,
I hope you understand
that. Makes
I,
sense
right
yes I do
that's perfect. So anything whichever you want, we can do for you, but again, I need feedback from your hand, so as per your feedback, we can easily do all the things, because this is your project, this is your website, how the website you want, for that thing, we need your feedback, right? I need your instructions.
Yeah.
I will, definitely, we will use a complete skills, our expertise, each and everything in this project, but again, this is your project, so every person has a different mindset. So along along with your mindset, we need to work with our expertise and with our skills. But definitely, I need your feedback and instructions. So I will definitely help you out and get this project completely set. But that's great. We were on the third step, right? On the third step, right, once you will upload them, then the fourth step we will move and we will go ahead and launch your website. And after that, if you will go with the marketing stuff, then we will go ahead and start the marketing of your brand and each and everything.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, so now after this call, you will have my form as well, a logo form as well. So both form you will have to fill out and send back to us. But then I will forward that form to the production. And after 48 hours, I will share with you two website designs and two or three logo concepts with you. Then you will respond me back on that concept. So when would you like to share this website form and the logo form?
When would I like to? I can start working on, if you want to, because I have the website form. I already downloaded it, and I can start working on that. And then if you share, are you going to send the logo form in this SharePoint site? And then I'll do the same thing with that, fill it out, and send it back in a message to you?
That's perfect. Right after this call, I will send it to you as well. And right, so let's take an example. If you will share this form today, so I will definitely get back to you, because tomorrow is Friday, right? And we will take 4 business hours, because we don't work on weekends. So I will definitely get back to you on Tuesday morning. Because
that's okay, yeah, that works.
We take 48 business hours. If you will share anything today, you will not count today, right? Because today I will receive from you, then I will forward to the production, and production will start working on that thing from tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So they will take 48 business hours from tomorrow morning. They will count 48 business hours from tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, then tomorrow is Friday, is 24 hours. On Monday, they will take whole Monday, like 48 hours will be complete, end of the Monday, right? Then Tuesday morning, they will share with me the design, then I will forward with you, then you will share your feedback, then I will forward your feedback, and I will sit down with the developer and make some changes if you want, so I will make those changes for you, then I will get back to you. But then again, the process will be repeated, like of 24 or 48 hours again, we will take it to make the amendments and changes on the site.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at this moment, right, anything else you need to add, anything in your mind, any question so far, so you can ask me, please?
No, I think I'm satisfied at this point.
That's perfect, right? So no problem. So you will you fill out this board forms and send it back to me. Then I will get back to you on Tuesday morning with along with the logo concept and the website concept with you.
Okay, that sounds.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. So, right.
All right.
Just give me one moment if you don't mind. Stay with me, please.
Okay.
Right, Matt, are you with me?
Yes.
Right, so now from my part, right, it's already done, right, and I will be waiting the form from your hand. Once you will receive, you will share the form with me, so I will definitely get back to you on Tuesday morning, right, and from my part, I will get back to you on Tuesday once I have the form. And now what I can do, actually, I'm going to just bring a call to the Thomas, right? Thomas wants to talk to you. He is with me right now. So what I can do, I'm going to be off this call and I'm going to transfer a call to Thomas, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just hold on a moment from my hand. And I will be waiting for the form, and then once I have the form, I will get back to you on Tuesday. Just stay with me. I'm going to transfer a call to Thomas. Hang on.
Okay.